Let's talk about something kind of fun here, because in these times, we're making the most of it, aren't we? And how does this impact your love life? There are some theories that this is going to lead to a baby boom, other theories that it'll lead to divorces. I don't know. There's this new term called quarantine and chill, and I really don't understand what that means. So we're going to ask Bella Gandhi, Smart Dating Academy, to explain it to us. How are you, Bella? How are you doing?
I am quarantining and chilling.
Okay. That sounds like fun. It really does. What does quarantine and chilling mean?
I think this is a new normal for all of us, right? Like, you and I are normally used to sitting right across from each other in studio, and here I am calling in today. So it's a totally new normal. But speaking of the baby boom, I have to say, uh-huh, I just read the most hysterical term for babies that are going to be born from this baby boom.
Let's hear it.
Coronials.
Coronials. I saw that one. There's the quarantiners. I mean, I don't know. It's like, I wonder if there will be a baby boom. Everyone's inside. I know everyone's getting adjusted to living with their significant other, if that's the case, or living with all the family members. How's that going for you, Bella?
You know, we overall, I'd say we're abiding by the 90-10 rule. 90% is really good, and it's evolving, right? This is week one, so we've had to make adjustments. I am married. I have a 16-year-old. I have a 12-year-old. They're out of school. They're in two different schools. I have a business. My husband has a job. So it's a lot of reshuffling, just like most people on earth at this point.
It is. And I guess so, a little advice, because you're good at this. This is what you do for a living. You bring people together. You help couples stay together. You find people love in their lives. And this is a time when we need some love in our lives. We need to get along, and we need to kind of figure things out. I mean, I suppose there's a scenario here where this can make your relationship stronger.
You know, sometimes when we go through a dark tunnel together, we can emerge from it even better. The other day, you know, this whole week I've been doing Instagram Lives just to build community, because people are feeling isolated, you know, due to this quarantine. I said, you guys, let's think about this. Let's give it a different word. Let's call it cocooning, right? This is our chance to cocoon, whether it's on your own or with your family. And then when all of this is over, somebody Instagram commented, they said, I love the term cocooning because we'll all emerge as butterflies. I'm like, I love this. So really putting this time into a new perspective. We've never had a time like this, and I don't know if we will again.
Yeah, that's a great term, cocooning, because you're
cocooning.
Right. There's like a metamorphosis, and there's something better to come, and it's going to come soon.
And you're cozy and you're wrapped up, right? You're cocooned inside. And maybe it's just you, or maybe it's you and a person, your spouse, your partner, your roommate, or maybe you're, you know, like Ann and me with the husband, kids. So whatever it is, cocoon happily, guys.
Yeah, do it. And then I hear the people who don't necessarily have a significant other are using video dating, that a lot of the dating platforms have set this up so that you can, I guess, you know, communicate and do whatever you want to do via video.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic idea. I've been talking about this, you know, constantly with clients and on these Instagram Lives, why I'm making the case for FaceTime dating, right? Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. If people can wrap their heads around it, which I think it's so great, because it's faster. You have 30 minutes. It's a long, nice first date on FaceTime. It's cheaper. You can pour your own boxed wine and someone else can have their own wine or tequila, whatever it is, or green tea or coffee. Uh-huh. You take care of yours. Nobody has to worry about splitting the check. What you have to do, though, is you've got to make sure that you don't look like you haven't showered in 3 days when you get on these FaceTimes. And in fact, we did a whole IG Live a couple of days ago about how to look good in video chats, because how many of us are starting to have Zoom calls, right? So it's for work or for FaceTime dates. You really have to think about how you're presenting yourself.
It's so true. It is so true. And make sure that your cats and your kids stay off the keyboard and out of the way, and, you know, that kind of thing. It's a very different world. But, you know, the thing about the video, I actually think it might force people to actually talk again and sort of court and get to know each other. There's,
yes,
there's part of that, you know, and start conversations again. People are playing board games again. How long has it been since you played a board game? Now, if you're talking this weekend, I'm going to play a board game. Right?
Yeah, no. We had a fierce game of Monopoly 48 hours ago. in our house. Like we're scraping the bottom here. But no, I love it. I think what this does too, right, with FaceTime dating, it's actually a step above, right? Like when you think about online dating, you have 4 to 5 photos and you have 200 words. It's very what I call two-dimensional. When you're FaceTiming, this person is real and in front of you. That 2D person suddenly comes to life, right? And now you haven't spent, you know, a bunch of money on an Uber or parking or getting yourself to a place where you have to share a meal and sit there with someone for 90 minutes, right? There's some big advantages to doing this, and it also keeps you out of trouble.
It does.
I'm going to go there. You can't hook up that fast.
I love it, Bella. Bella Gandhi, talking straight. Go back to cocooning. I'm going to be doing that myself this weekend and enjoying it. Smart Dating Academy, Bella Gandhi. Good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.